I was a child who played in the sand, a little shovel in my hand. I pranced and giggled. I was three. The ship sailed past. I didn't see.
Lois Lowry has had an impressive career. She's written more than 40 books and won the Newbery Medal twice, but she's never written a story in verse until now.
I wonder now that time's gone by about that day, the sea, the sky, the day I frolicked in the foam when Honolulu was my home.
On the Horizon is about two pivotal moments in history, the bombings of Pearl Harbor and Hiroshima, and the lives that were lost or forever altered by those events. Lowry grew up in Honolulu, Hawaii, where the USS Arizona was stationed, and she moved to Japan at 11. She was inspired to write On the Horizon after rediscovering old home movies.
When I showed a friend who had been an Annapolis graduate and a submarine commander, I showed him old films of me taken by my father playing as a toddler on the beach in Honolulu in probably 1939 or 40. The date's not clear, but I was very small. And I had seen those films before as a child when we did the old home movie thing, but I had not known, had not noticed that in the background, kind of shrouded in mist, was the outline of a ship, which my Navy captain friend identified for me from the silhouette. He said, "That's the Arizona." And when I realized that, I began to be haunted by the fact that, I guess, by the juxtaposition of the toddler playing on the beach, laughing, and in the background, 1,200 young men who very soon will almost all be dead. That was the start of this book, which tries to explore the connections that we all have to one another.
We've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together. Kennard Pack drew the vignettes of ships at sea, stopped watches, soldiers, mushroom clouds, and a girl on a beach that accompany Lowry's poems.
With this book in particular, I have to admit I was scared.
More than previous books? And if so, why?
I think it's because a lot of my books are escapist in nature. I spend a lot of time in fields and misty hills or looking out of a window. When my agent came to me with your manuscript, my initial thought was, I can't do this. But I couldn't say no to it, not just because I didn't want to miss an opportunity to work with you, Lois, but just because of how powerful the writing was.
But also, I think that the topic, and this was true for me as well, I've written many lighthearted books, and this is a book that deals with loss mm-hmm. and with grief. That alone, I think, is intimidating. How do you illustrate that?
It was important for me with On the Horizon to spend time with it. There were good nights where I sat with it and didn't do much. I just dwelled. The art is in graphite. The approach was something respectful. I wanted to evoke the simplicity and the minimalism in Lois's writing. The editor, and I believe you, Lois, you had arranged some photographs for me to look at, and they were really the basis for a lot of the images you see in the book.
I probably sent him a still photograph from the old home movie, and it would have been blurry because of the way I lifted it from a computer screen, but that would have shown me on the beach and in the background on the horizon, the silhouette of the ship. I think I also probably sent him photographs of me as a child. I don't know. Plus, from the research that I did, because the book focuses on several of the young sailors and a Marine who were on the Arizona and died there, and then some young people who were victims of the bombing in Hiroshima.
Yes. In the book, there are, I think, at least half a dozen portraits of these men that Lois is talking about. They were haunting images. It might be a visual thing where the high res isn't there, so there's blur, and then there's the age of a photograph. But I also think they're recordings of another time, the time maybe that's slowly fading. And I think a bit of that sadness or thoughtfulness carries through those pictures. And I think that's where the haunting comes from.
When I did the research to find out who was on that ship, of course, there were 1,200 individual stories. Every life has a story. And it was hard to choose which ones to include in a thin book. In reading about each young man, every now and then something would jump out at me, and then I would include that one. And the one that comes to my mind now is the fact, 17-year-old boy, there was a complement of Marines on the ship, and he was a Marine. He must have been a brand new Marine. And reading about him and his life, I discovered that he had grown up in the same small town where my father had been born and grown up, in Wisconsin. There was nothing remarkable about him, but there was that startling connection to me and to my life, to the fact that perhaps his mother might have known my grandmother. I think the book tries, at least, I hope succeeds, in making clear that we do have these connections to one another.
That was author Lois Lowry and illustrator Kennard Pack talking about their book, On the Horizon.
I think back to that sunlit day when I was young, and so were they. If I had noticed, if I'd known, would each of us be less alone? I've learned that there will always be things we miss that we don't see on the horizon, things beyond. And yet there is a lasting bond between us, linking each to each, boys on a ship, child on a beach.